Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss important writers in the field of Dalit literature. Okay? Now we already have a good idea of what exactly Dalit literature is. So building on that, now we should know about the important writers in the field of Dalit literature. Okay? And also remember that from an exam point of view, you can get direct questions on name of writer, name of work, okay, from the field of Dalit literature. Now the first and the foremost writer in the field of Dalit literature is Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Okay? Now, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar is also called the father of the Indian constitution. Okay? He was a jurist, economist, as well as a social reformer. And with respect to Dalit literature, his work called Annihilation of Caste. Okay? Annihilation of Caste, this is particularly important. So, in this work, basically, he gives a critique of the caste hierarchy. Okay? And overall, this writing or this work and his other writings, they call for the dismantling of the caste structures that exist within Hinduism. Okay? So remember the name, Annihilation of Caste. Okay? Now after that we have Jyotiba Phule. Okay? Jyotiba Phule, also referred to as Mahatma Jyotiba Phule. Okay? Now in terms of chronology, Mahatma Jyotiba Phule preceded Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Okay? And just as Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, even Jyotiba Phule was a social reformer and thinker. And he is the one who laid the foundation for Dalit literature. Okay? And in particular, his work called Gulamgiri, okay? Gulamgiri, which literally means slavery. In this work, he critiqued the caste system and the Brahmanical dominance that was there in India, at least earlier. Now, of course, the scenario has changed a lot. But during those times, when this book was published, because this book was published in 1873, okay? In those times, Brahmanism, caste hierarchy were dominant. So in this work, he critiqued the caste system and he advocated for education of the marginalized people. Okay? Now after this, we have Namdeo Dhasal. Okay? Namdeo Dhasal. He was a co-founder of the Dalit Panthers. Okay? And in particular, Namdeo Dhasal's poetry in his work called Gol Pitha. Okay? G-O-L-P-I-T-H-A, Gol Pitha. This captures the anguish, the pain, the aspirations of the marginalized communities, in particular the Dalit community. Okay? And overall, even if you read his poetry, you'll find that his poetry gives vent to the anger and the frustration of the Dalit youth. Okay? And Gol Pitha, you know, literally means the brothel. Okay? So remember this name, Gol Pitha, okay? By Namdeo Dhasal. Now after that we have Om Prakash Valmiki. Okay? Om Prakash Valmiki. Now Valmiki's autobiography called Jutan. Jutan and Untouchable's Life. Okay? This is the full title. Jutan and Untouchable's Life. This is a very important work in the field of Dalit literature. Okay? Because it portrays the caste-based discrimination and the violence that the Dalit community had to face. And in this work, Om Prakash Valmiki also recounts his own experiences with untouchability and discrimination in general. Okay? Now, after that, we have Sharan Kumar Limbale. Okay? Sharan Kumar Limbale. Now, Sharan Kumar Limbale is a Marathi writer. Okay? And his autobiography called Akar Mashi, okay? Akar, A-K-A-R-M-A-S-H-I, which literally means the outcast, okay? The outcast. This is important, okay? In this work, Limbale portrays his struggle with identity and legitimacy, okay? And this work also explores the challenges of growing up as a Dalit in a society that, you know, rejects him, okay? Now, after that, in the field of Dalit literature, we also have women writers, okay? Now, even the women writers talk about caste oppression, struggles with caste, but at the same time, they also are critical of patriarchy because they are affected by both caste as well as gender. Now, the first important woman writer is Bama. Okay? Bama is a Tamil Dalit feminist writer, okay? And she is famous for her novel Karuku, okay? K-A-R-U-K-K-U, Karuku. And this novel explores the intersection of caste and gender within the Christian Dalit community. Okay? Then we have Meena Kandasamy. Okay? Meena Kandasamy is there. She is also a Tamil poet and novelist as well as an activist. And in particular, she has written two works of poetry. One is called Touch. Okay? Touch. T-O-U-C-H. Touch. And the other one is called Miss Militancy. Okay? Miss Militancy. Both of these works confront the casteism and patriarchal standards and patriarchy in general, okay, that exists in society. And Meena Kandasamy has also written one more important work. It's called When I Hit You, or a Portrait of the Writer as a Young Wife. Okay? When I Hit You, or a Portrait of the Writer as a Young Wife. Okay? Ye title hai. And this is just about a newly married couple in which the husband is very abusive. He just wants that his wife stays as a obedient wife. He also thinks that any wife should not pursue her own ambitions. Okay, so the husband is a typical patriarch. Okay, now after that we have another writer called Urmila Pawar. Okay, Urmila Pawar. She is a Marathi writer and activist, and she is particularly famous for the work Aidan. Okay, double A I D A N. Now this is the title in Marathi. And if we were to translate this into English, it just means the weave of my life. Okay, the weave of my life. And this is just an account of a Dalit woman writer. Okay, keep in mind that Urmila Pawar overcame caste-based prejudices and discrimination, and she became a very successful writer from the Dalit community. And even this work, okay, explores the intersection of caste, gender and class in the lives of Dalit women. Okay, so when you are reading about Dalit literature, definitely focus on women writers also. Okay, now with respect to women writers, there is one more important work that you should be aware of. It's called Ants Among Elephants. Okay, Ants Among Elephants, An Untouchable Family and the Making of Modern India. Now this is a very famous work by Sujatha Gidla. Okay, this is the name of the author, Sujatha Gidla. So in general, she talks about how the untouchables of India or the Dalits of India overcame, many of them overcame poverty and social discrimination or ostracism due to the caste system, the humiliation that the Dalit community had to face, and the various levels of oppression that the Dalit community faces. Okay? Now after this, let me tell you the names of two more important writers. Of course, now I'll tell you two more writers that are male. Okay? One is Lakshman Gaikwad and the other is Kancha Ilaiya. Okay? From an exam point of view, you can get a question on it, okay, on their works. Now Kancha Ilaiya is a political scientist and writer also. Okay? And he has written a work called Why I Am Not a Hindu. Okay? Though he has written plenty of works, but ye wali jo kitab hai, okay, Why I Am Not a Hindu, this is a critique of the caste system and also Hindu religious traditions in general and also social practices in general. Okay? Then as I told you, Lakshman Gaikwad, he is a Marathi writer, okay? And his autobiography called The Branded. Okay? The Branded. This is very famous. Okay? And in this work, he tells the story of his life as a member of a nomadic community and the discrimination that he faced. So from an exam point of view, just remember the name of these writers as well as the important works that they have written.